I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
College football guide out now. NFL guide drops next week. Bet smarter this football season. Profiles on every team, trends, power ratings, win total recommendations, power ratings with Adam Burke. Good numbers from Mackinnon. Heisman talk as well. Adam Kramer with some long shots. To make the playoff picks as well. The only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Discounted rate. Everything we do through Super Bowl, $175. Or join us for $40 a month. Up your betting game, VSiN.com/subscribe. 14-3 to the over in the so far with the preseason totals. It started 8-0, and it was wild to watch all the movement as well. Now, the Lions game, total was bet up 3 points. The Browns game, 3.5. Jets game, 3. Packer game went up 4.5 points. 5.5 point move on the Seattle total. 4 on the Panther game. They all get there. And then it was an avalanche because the public saw the start that was off to, and they kept backing the totals. Saturday. The Raider total moved 5 points and went over yesterday.
Paulie, you know what else was coming in like gangbusters over the weekend? Pretty much every potential teaser leg as well.
Yes.
To the over. And in fact, we got feedback today saying that like on 10-point or exotic teasers, 10 points, or if you want to go more, like pretty much every single one of them came in. If you wanted to do more than the standard like 6-point teaser, they were all getting there. Even these games landing 30, like 17-13, that's going over on a 10-point teaser.
Yeah.
They all got there.
Chernoff didn't have much of an explanation. I didn't either. Because remember, these games went under at an alarming rate to start last year. And now you see all these overs and crazy movements. So now it'll be a nice back and forth here and see. You know, I think professionals are going to want to look to take some unders. So I think it'll be inflated numbers. But remains to be seen what happens in week two. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and again, just to break it down and to compare it to last year, for example. Last year in 2021, week one had almost 90 more offensive plays. Almost 90 more. Offensive yards, pretty equal to last year. Only like 100 more in 2022. Points scored, though, 150 plus more this year than a season ago. Plays per game up 2.5 this year. Yards per play up 0.3 yards, but yards per point down to 14.3. That just tells you that they're scoring more often. They're converting when it matters. Like, for example, I will bring up the Pittsburgh play again. The touchdown that won it, like that's a total fluke play.
Yeah.
And that's another touchdown then added on to the whole, you know, total points that were scored this weekend, but they're going to settle for a field goal. That game's going to be decided by three. It's going to be a push for those who grabbed the Seahawks plus 3 or maybe even 3.5 earlier in the week. And you're going to cover the second half with Seattle as well. I'm saying that because I'm very bitter about that loss still.
It seemed to me a lot of teams were going for it, not only fourth down, but passing up field goals. And then they were turning into touchdowns.
We did see that, yeah.
There was a lot of that. To update some of the numbers now, the Cowboys have lost 6 in a row in the preseason. They failed to score more than 16 in any of them. Lions have lost 9 in a row in the preseason. They gave the game away. They're running out the clock, up 3, they fumble. And then Ridder throws a touchdown pass on 4th and 9. McDermott has won and covered 8 in a row now for the Bills. Going back to the stinkeroo with Dallas, well, McCarthy, 0-5 ATS.
And Paulie, by the way, again, ooh, Matt Barkley.
Yes.
In the preseason, he can play.
Yep.
This is all we're talking about now a lot of times during August, right? Who can play, who can't play. And again, that's another reason why so many of these games flew over the total. We had just a huge list of quarterbacks play well this weekend.
Yep. Stinkeroo for the Cowboys, 17 penalties, a listless effort. Sad everybody, but only 7 points in the loss to the Broncos. Big move on Denver that gets there. And based on the closing number, Belichick on a 9-2 ATS run in the preseason.
Yeah. So again, only 2 games on the board right now. Seahawks, they're actually laying $3.20-ish in the neighborhood at some spots, but 3.5, total 39 or 39.5. That's Thursday night. Friday night, we have Panthers at Patriots. This is either Panthers 1 or Patriots 1, 1.5. Total between 38 and 30.5. That opened up, that was 39.5, in fact, when we got on the air this morning. So that's already moved a full 1.5. I would suspect that's going to be a similar, you know, thing that we're going to see in a lot of these games if they open up that high when books make the adjustments. But, you know, in a game that we have also on Friday night, Saints-Packers. Like, if you're Green Bay, and we all know that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play in the preseason, has not since, what, 2018, don't they have to go out there again and play Jordan Love for like a full half?
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. It was a mixed bag for him, too. I mean, the 3 interceptions, but also some big yards and touchdown passes, too. And then you have to love the Saints' quarterback rotation. They didn't even play Winston.
No, no.
So you figure maybe go Winston, Dalton, Book, and, you know, they're not bad.
Pretty good. Pretty good. For Love, I mean, for the sake of him and for the sake of the organization, doesn't he have to go out there one of these games and just light it on fire? Show us all. It's year 3 now, pal. They traded up to take you in the first round in 2020. One game, again, because you're not playing in Green Bay. They're not going to pick up your fifth-year option. And for the team's sake, either it was a total wasted pick, or if he goes out there and puts up like a 220-yard first half with 3 touchdowns, it looks great to get some buzz going. Can he do that one time? Do you have that deep down inside, Jordan? I'm asking you, please, go out and do it once.
Just a silly draft pick when you think about it. It was just now Rodgers winning back-to-back MVPs and then signing the extension, the long-term deal. So
it was the...
That's it.
And I said it at the time, it was the worst... You want to talk about fans, media, bettors, whatever, overreacting and not knowing when to buy low or sell high. They sold at Aaron Rodgers' low point. And it came back to absolutely bite them. They could not read the room. Worst job by a team that wins this many games in any sport you're ever going to see by not knowing. And it lit that fire underneath him now to win back-to-back MVPs. And oh, by the way, be back-to-back one seeds. Has it paid off for Super Bowl? No. But terrible job in that draft.
Have you got there with any other teams based on any news or what's happened or how you're feeling about win totals or divisions? Anything else?
I did take a fly, and we have a guest coming up in 25 minutes. So, what do you think of the Buccaneers plus 350 to miss the playoffs?
Oh God,
could this be it?
I can't. I'd rather make the case for the Saints to win the division, which is a good price.
Okay,
but plus 350,
yeah,
maybe higher than that. But we still don't know about Jensen. You know, this Brady thing. When's it? You know, not coming back. Out 10 days. It wasn't personal. It wasn't a family situation. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I found a 14-1 on Carolina this weekend that I took Carolina to win the division. Best number I could find by almost $2. So I grabbed a little bit of that while it was available. And I can come back and grab some Saints if I want. But I might grab Saints and Panthers to win this division and bet the Buccaneers to miss the playoffs. I know it's a potentially a big gamble here, but again, what do we know at this point for the Buccaneers? Well, we know that Tom is missing time away. We know that the offensive line is banged up. We don't know how bad it is with Jensen at this point. The wide receivers have been... Julio Jones is dominating so far. I can't get my eyes past that headline, which seems so strange. But injuries there. Don't know about Godwin, obviously, moving forward. They lost guys in the offseason. And what we do know about quarterbacks that are, you know, in their 40s or they get old at some point, like, it doesn't just gradually go. Like, it happens like that. And they can fall off a cliff. And maybe this is the year where finally, like, just all of this added together and the Buccaneers go 8-9. And Brady doesn't have a great year and he's not fully into it. And all the injuries suck and they're surpassed by a couple teams in the division.
Yeah, could be the final year. Wait, you retired. Now you're coming back. Is Bowles a good coach? I doubt it. You know, how will that work out? But that's just a plethora. It's an embarrassment of riches, though, with the weapons. I mean, how many guys he can throw to? So, figure they should put up points, and that's a good game to start week one against the Cowboys.
Yeah, they great are, game. The under 10 win total is plus 205 for the Buccaneers, too. I don't want to get too nuts is the only thing. Like, I took some, like I said, on Carolina. I also added Carolina plus 425 to make the playoffs. I think the NFC is completely wide open. And if Mayfield can play, I think the team's actually pretty good. So that's the one thing I did this week. And more than I added players to win Rookie of the Year. Did you do anything else?
No, just stronger. Based on what I watched, it's still strong on the Colts. I'm going down with the ship. I keep getting bad news with the Jets over 5.5. Although maybe they could pull a surprise with Flacco when Wilson's out. I did take Saints to win the division, make the playoffs and go over the win total. Have that as well. And Patriots to miss the playoffs, -160.
-160. I've been looking at the Saints to make the playoffs now for quite some time. I have not pulled the trigger. I just hate myself for not betting it. I have other
Saints. You can get very creative there. You can do a ton of things with that. Win 10 games. Yep. All that can come in. 10 games. Division,
playoffs,
win total over, all of it.
Yep, I totally agree. Yeah, that was, I don't know, just...
Paul Charchian made the case for Carolina.
He did.
But what do you think of 10 wins? 4-1, like plus 425 to get to 10 wins.
Oh, is that wrong? That's pretty much the same number I bet to make the playoffs. So I guess they can get into 9-8 to make the playoffs. It's kind of the same bet, maybe a tad. And this could also be very foolish by just... going all in on, anti-Tom Brady, because how often has it paid off to bet against Tom Brady, you know? But maybe everything that we just talked about comes to fruition and comes to a head and pops.
Yeah, Hurts looked good, too, the other one Friday night.
Oh, here we go. More numbers posted now.
Yep.
Packers 3.5 on Friday night, 37.5. And the Rams are 2.5 against the Texans, total is 35.5.
Rams are favored.
Yes.
Perkins all the way again.
Probably. I would think it's going to... That's another one, right?
He played
like
well.
About with Love.
Yeah. McVay had been so bad ATS. But then again, you're going against his buddy, too, against the Chargers.
So we have a 37.5. Packers game flew over against the Niners. Saints game did not. And that Texans game against the Rams, 35.5. Interesting with the totals.
What are they going to do Sunday night? Ravens against Arizona. 21 in a row. 19-2 ATS. Huntley. Don't care. Just
I think
Huntley.
This is completely based on what Kingsbury says about the offense of Kyler Murray.
Yeah, let Murray call the plays again. It was great.
Well, right, because, I mean, what do you open up that number, though, if he's going to be the starter or if he doesn't play at all in this game? Fascinating how they're going to come up with this.
And he kept McCoy out.
We'll recap all of the betting action from the weekend. Win, lose, can't miss TV and radio during the football season coming up next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Love Mondays during the football season. This is an extensive list and a lot of stuff to recap. Overstart 8-0 and finished going into yesterday, 13-3, but they finished 14-3 with the Raider game going over. Nottingham Forest, 3-1. They beat West Ham 1-0. Brentford, plus 350, drubbed Man United 4-0. Two horrible goals allowed early by Man U. That's their first win against Manchester United since 1938. They're in last place. It's a debacle.
Can you believe that? Since 1938. I almost fell off my chair when I saw that come across. Yeah, you're right. That's 2-0 early, and it's just ugly, and it's just people are laughing at Man U.
Right. You could have had the first goal, and then the second one.
Well, I'm
gave
okay
it away
on the pitch.
Oh. Southampton Leeds draw plus 260. Leeds blew a 2-0 lead late. Brighton, Newcastle draw 0-0. Nil-nil detector was out in full force, probably almost 10-1. Draw was plus 230. Also, Wolverhampton and Fulham 0-0.
How about Harry Kane at the buzzer?
That was enormous, right? And then how about the handshake? It was like Schwartz, Harbaugh, too. Conte, what are you doing? Let go of my hand.
You would not let him go.
That was awesome. They're pulling hair. That was feisty. Saturday, the Nationals plus 285. Padres blow a 3-0 lead. That's a bad loss. Bad loss by the Padres. Dodgers, as I mentioned, 71 of the 79 wins on the run line, 43 of 47 since late May to the UFC. It happened again to start the card. Blackshear, Zala, draw 80-1 to start. I feel like to put that in your pocket, eh? Right away to start the card. That's a monster. Nam by knockout 5-1 to win in round one, 10-1. Mershart. Every time we don't have Lou on, he crushes it. I mean, he had this fight nailed every which way but loose. Mershart by submission plus 450, 27th of his career. To win in round three, 19-1. Lou had inside the distance plus 460. He was plus 240 to win outright.
He had all of that.
All of it but the
19-1.
Yeah. Ridiculous, sweet Lou. How about that? And it was a big dog. Look at all those tickets that cashed just on one fighter. Dan called this, Dan Miller. Vera, round four, plus 12-1. Oh, what a kick to the head of Cruz. Lights out, baby, as he wins. Mirzakhanov, round three. 11-1 to win the round three, 11-1. Landwehr by decision, 5-1. And Cashweta to win by knockout, 5-1. And to win in round one, 9-1. Hey, Zalatoris, pop your cherry. 22-1. How about that? What a golf tournament that was. And the playoff shenanigans. That had everything.
That the final, like down the stretch when it went to the playoff between Sepp and Willie Z was must-watch television. It was so riveting what was going to happen.
Yes.
Are they going to put it in the drink? How he put where that ball landed
right
on the final hole there for Zalatoris was impossible. And then what's he going to do? Good caddy. Good tweet from our buddy Wes Reynolds.
And the new one, right? And then
that's
the new
what you
guy.
Get for being a good caddy, right?
Yeah.
It's a talk. Will, you can't shoot it there. There's no way. You got to go back to the drop zone and take another shot from there.
Yep.
And this is why you keep betting guys that you've been on for a long, long time. Like Matt Eumanns has been on Zalatoris forever. I've bet Zalatoris, I don't even know how many times. I did not have him yesterday.
He was as high as 200-1. I saw at Caesars.
In play.
Yeah.
Incredible. Got off to a bad start.
Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these tweets and the videos. And wonder why we got slobber and spit on a coffee table all the time. Look at the dog just
what
making
What am
the
I
rounds.
Looking at?
He's just biting a coffee table.
The whole time round and round he goes?
That's his move. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I'm
safe to say I've never seen this before.
Yeah, me either. You're right. Little guy. That's his move.
All right.
What are you going to do? Ninja Cat. Look at this. Whoa. Where'd he come from? Under the couch.
I love
this.
Look
at this move.
I watched this on repeat so many times yesterday, you have no idea.
I can't believe he's under there. Where'd he come
right
from?
And then
he uses himself to springboard and come after and attack the other cat. That's a serious ninja move.
Oh,
right out of the
so
movies.
Good
for him. Royale with cheese. Suncoast in the suburbs. That's a dime. Delta Royal jackpot, folks. Is that 18 or 10?
God says
18,000. That's the progressive. That's dimes, but Delta Royal five play.
Well, and by the way, for those of you listening and now watching, thinking dime a thousand, 10 cents.
Yeah.
10 cents.
18,000 if it's Delta. And there you go. Here's your lose some. Manchester United, scoreless in their first two matches for the first time since 1990. It was an own goal in the first match. First time in 100 years the new manager has lost his first two matches. They've lost 7 in a row on the road in the Premier League for the first time since 1936.
Oh
God.
So bad.
Cardinals Bengals under 33.5 down to 31. No chance. Cardinals get it themselves. Colts plus 3.5 went off a 1-point favorite, lost by 3. Chiefs plus 2.5 to minus 2, and the over 33.5 up to 38. They lost 19-14. Saints Texans over 33.5 up to 36, no good. Friday, the Mets, a 60-cent move up to 240. They got beat 2-1. And the Pirates have lost 15 in a row on Fridays. How about that? The rain again. Look at this. Lose some. The high roller outside the lane. Look at this. Guys coming out, you know, people were rafting in the damn thing. Don't swim in there. It's filthy.
Oh, never hop in.
But this is, oh my God, look at it. You need an arc. How bad it was.
That's maybe the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the flooding. Just when it rains out here. Incredible.
Wow.
Here we go. We're living in a society. Keep sending these in. It's 516, guys. The great thing about this, you put stuff on TV. Send stuff in. We'll put you on TV. We'll get to the feet on the plane in a second. They showed this during the Bronco game. Look at the resume of Josh Johnson. Are you serious? You tweeted about it, too. Look at that. Buccaneers, 49ers, Mountain Lions.
Well, I just
Browns,
it's every single team.
Yeah, AAF, Alliance League, UFL.
There are four teams there in 2015.
God. Yeah.
That's the high water mark. Three in 2018 he was with. Oh, man. He's moved around quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, and here we go. Start your day off right. And you know, we had a problem out here at the McCarran Airport. Look at this. Feet all the way up on the wall, barefoot. There you go. Right up there, front and center. Absolute animals. Mm. Ridiculous. Thanks for sending it in. Bad for the books. Plenty of them. Lions, Falcons over. Good call, Chuck Edel. 32.5 up to 35.5. No problem. Browns over. 33 up to 36.5. Jets game over. 33 up to 36. 24-21. Packers, 49ers over. Good call, Chuck. 32.5 up to 36. Easy. 28-21. Carolina over. 34 up to 38. 23-21. Seahawks over. 33.5 up to 39. 32-25. Titans plus 1. Went off a 2.5-point favorite. 1 by 4. Broncos from 2 up to 5. won 17-7. Raiders, 2.5 up to 5 in the over. 34 up to 39. They win and cover against the Vikings. Bad beats. The Twins Saturday led 3-0 in the 8th and 3-1 in the 9th. They blew it. Friday, the Yankees. Now, this is a moose, but you might think, nah, what's the big deal? Holmes blew it in the 9th inning against the Red Sox. Boston was 0-45 this year when trailing entering the 9th, and they had lost 78 in a row.
That's how it's going for the Yankees right
yes,
now.
Yes, and Holmes blows it. This was a moose in Toronto. Friday, the total was 8.5 in the Blue Jay game. It was 8-0 in the top of the 4th.
Yeah.
That was the final score. Are you kidding? Dodgers-Royals under 9. No score in the 7th. 8-3 final. St. Louis-Milwaukee under 8 yesterday. 2-2, bottom of the 8th, and goes over. Lions pick up to 2.5. Up 3 with 2 minutes. Fumble running out the clock. Ritter throws a touchdown on 4th and 9. And Seattle plus 3. And minus 1 in the second half. Pickett with the late touchdown. You get beat there. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. There you go. Like Mitch mentioned, too. Imagine if he had Chelsea. Harry Kane in the 96th minute.
At the gun.
Ridiculous. Yeah, and then the handshake.
No, I don't want to do it. No, not today.
He
won't let go.
Yeah. Conte's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
The look on Conte's face was so good. And then the brawl, almost a brawl afterwards. Fantastic.
We have movement in week 2 of the preseason. Bears, Seahawks up to 40 some spots. Total.
Okay.
Okay. Rams 2.5 against the Texans, like I talked about, 35.5. Lions are 1 at the Colts, 39.5.
Really?
Uh-huh.
This long losing streak? I like that. They'll be good tomorrow. Goff demanded he was going to – went to Campbell. I demand to play.
Right. So is he going to play again this week?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, yeah.
I would say it's the big one, even with 3 games. You're not going to play some people in the last game.
Yeah. Broncos – okay, what do you want to do here? Broncos are 1.5 at Buffalo. Total 38.5.
No. I don't know. I like Keenum and Barkley.
Does Russell Wilson play in this game?
I don't know. And how long if he does? Remains to be seen.
Yeah, is it going to be a series? Will it be a quarter?
Is it
a half?
I like the Texans, too. Perkins can't be laying points. Bryce Perkins.
So we have 6 games on the board right now, and we've seen this now with the numbers adjusted, the totals. Whew, man, there is 1 game right now on the board with a total below 37.5. That's Texans-Rams. Mike Dettillier on the program coming up next. Always a great guest on this program. We'll talk NFC South. Is it time to be betting Saints and Panthers doing this division?
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
You're ready to kick off fall and football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Join Bet Rivers Wednesday for Win Total Wednesday. Players who place a wager on any NFL or college team season win total get a free $10 bet. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app all season long for great odds, unique promotions, the great house specials. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook this fall. It's a whole new game.
We always love talking to our next guest. Mike Dettillier has covered the NFL and college football for a long, long time. College and pro analyst for WWL in New Orleans. And he's kind enough to take a few minutes here on a Monday to pop on the show. Good morning, Mike. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing just fine, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so we wanted to bring you on today to talk a lot about the NFC South in particular. You know, Saints, maybe throwing a little Panthers, but also the Buccaneers. I mean, from afar, it seems like with Tampa right now, where there's smoke, there could be fire. Like, should people be concerned in that area? And should we be looking to fade the Buccaneers at this point? And should we get creative with, like, maybe the Saints or the Panthers to win this division? Like, is this the year it finally comes apart for Tom Brady?
No, it's not going to come apart for Brady. But, man, the one thing no starting quarterback wants to hear about is problems in the interior offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing. Okay, you already had 2 new guards. Then you lose your starting center. So, and the team in that division, they're talking about just regular season, the last 4 games that have beaten them have been the Saints. okay? Mm-hmm. The Saints did lose to them in the playoff series a couple years back, but they've been 4-0 against Brady and the Bucks the last 2 years. So I think, again, this is going to be a dogfight in the NFC South between the Bucks and the Saints. And I felt that way even when the line, you know, for the Saints were that they would win 8 games. I mean, this team last year won 9 games with 4 different starting quarterbacks. No Michael Thomas,
yeah.
No Will Lutz. You had 4 starting offensive linemen miss 32 games, and your best interior defensive tackle was suspended for the first 6 games of the season, and David Onyemata. They're a better team today than they were a year ago.
Yep, you have to great breakdown. You have to love over 8.5 wins. What they did wide receiver. And now, how about the good news with that weapon of Kamara?
Yeah, you know, one thing with Mike and watching him in practice, he looks like the 2019 Michael Thomas. And that's not good news for opponents playing the Saints. He looks terrific in practice. And you add him along with the veteran Jarvis Landry to put him in the slot and Chris Olave outside to give you that speed factor. Man, that's a big help for Jameis Winston. But we've had a number of legal analysts on with us on WWL Radio, and basically every one of them have said the same thing. As this court case gets pushed farther and farther back, now there's a hearing on September 29th, and then they'll set a court date. And we know our legal system, man, it just doesn't walk. It's a crawl. This could well be a spot where if there's a suspension for Kamara, it won't happen until 2023, that you could have the whole season with Alvin Kamara, who's really the one guy that would be the most difficult to replace on this team because of his not only as a runner, but also his ability to catch the football coming out the backfield. You know, you look at this football team last year with all the injuries they had, they gave up the least amount of points in the NFC, 335 points. And teams averaged just 3.7 yards a rush. So they were really good stopping the run and giving up touchdowns. And so you return a lot of those guys back, a new safety tandem in Marcus May and Tyrann Mathieu, but I think that'll be really good there. The best secondary I have ever seen on a Saints football team. The very best. Mm. When you're talking about Lattimore, Paulson Adebo last year was a big surprise as a starting corner, and he's been a star in camp. And then you also add to the mix the rookie from Tennessee, Alante Taylor, who I think will make a major contribution on this football team. And last year, their first-round pick, Peyton Turner, he played a grand total of 5 games. If him and Marcus Davenport can stay healthy, and you throw in Cam Jordan, who's one of the best in the business, you got something there on defense. Really strong.
Wow, so you just gave us like 3 incredible useful nuggets, incredibly useful nuggets in the past 3 minutes. I mean, in your opinion, you've been watching this team for a long time, best secondary you've ever seen in New Orleans. Also, Mike Thomas looks like the 2019 version. And Kamara could actually play the entire year.
That's right.
Man, oh,
so,
man. Okay.
And so, hey, listen, they're gonna contend with the Bucks, and it's become a mental thing now. Okay, you've been beaten 4 straight times in the regular season. That gets in your head. We saw Brady last year, totally frustrated. If you can remember him sitting on the bench and throwing the tablet down. That, you know, he was frustrated because nothing was happening offensively for the Buccaneers. And I think that when you got problems in your interior offensive line with 2 new starters and now a new starting center, that gives him, who's never been known as a runner by any stretch of the imagination, more fits than anything else as a quarterback. You hate to see that interior pressure. I work with 7 or 8 starting quarterbacks each week, and they all tell you the same thing. I don't want it in the middle. Yeah, I can deal with it coming off the edge, but in the middle, it gives me a lot of problems, and it affects the timing of every throw.
Where are you at with Carolina? Win total is 6.5. Can McCaffrey stay healthy? And your thoughts now with likely Mayfield to be the quarterback?
I would bet the over on that. I think that they're a near 500 football team. But I wonder about the mindset. Come on, everybody on that team knows their coach is really on the hottest of seats.
Mm-hmm.
And McCaffrey has not shown the last 2 years he can stay healthy. When he's healthy, they are a totally different football team. And we saw them shoot out to 3-0 start last year, and the big reason was because of him as a runner and a receiver. It's not about talent. It's about availability. Can he be there for the 17 games? And they just haven't made a lot of big plays on defense. That to me, in this league, jumps out. Or they're a talented defensive team, but they haven't made a ton of big plays on defense. And you're still rebuilding that offensive line. And a quarterback who's, again, I think wanting to make the big play all the time in Baker Mayfield. I think he's looking to make that shot play. I think this team is 8-9 win team, but I don't think they're a playoff team.
Okay.
And that may mean that Matt may not be there in 2023. You got a very impatient multi-billionaire owner. He's not used to saying rebuild.
Yep. A couple of minutes left here with Mike Dettillier, WWL in New Orleans. I'm looking right now for the Saints' next preseason game, Mike, as they take on the Packers. This is Friday night, and the Packers are laying 3.5. The total's 37 or 38. What do you know as of right now, how Dennis Allen's going to approach us for the Saints? Like, are we going to see Jameis Winston, do you think?
No, I don't think you're going to see Jameis Winston. I doubt you'll see Jameis Winston play any or take any snaps. He is dealing with a foot injury that happened a little over a week ago, but you're not going to see any of Winston. And even if had he been healthy, I think you'd have seen very little of him. Now I think you're not going to see any of him. So it's going to be Andy Dalton that I think will see the majority of snaps early on, and then Ian Book will really struggle last weekend throwing the football. So it's an interesting concept because now they're going to practice against the Packers all week, and they sort of look like mirror images of one another on defense. That, you know, you've always thought about the Packers as a team about scoring points.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same with the Saints when they had Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And now you look at the strength of both those teams. It's really more on the defensive side. For the Saints, I think the question mark is offensive line play. Mm-hmm. I really think that's the big question mark. For the Packers, it's who's going to be catching the football from Rodgers. But for the Saints, it's offensive line play, which last year they really struggled rushing the ball. And that has to get better.
Yep. Mike, you're the best. Thanks so much for the time, as always. We really appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, guys. Y'all take care.
Yeah, be good.
You too,
you
sir.
Can follow him on Twitter. He's at Mike Dettillier, WWL in New Orleans.
You listen to that. How do you not bet the over? Huh? What's going on at Tampa? What a terrific breakdown.
Very good information there. Very good. Up next, In Pocket Plays. And is this going to be fun or what? We have props, Paulie, for the series finale of Better Call Saul coming up next.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. You're up.
All right, in pocket plays here. I do have a baseball play today. I like the Orioles fading Kikuchi. Orioles are a game out right now of the wild card of the American League. It's very difficult, yeah, though, down the stretch for this team to make the play. The schedule is so intense.
They're 8-1 to make the playoffs. They're a game out.
I know. But I can't bet it, though. Yeah. The schedule is so difficult. I love this team. They're fun to watch. Great story. I like them tonight, though. Plus 140 with Baltimore tonight for me in pocket.
Good luck. All right. Fun series. Still a lot of games. I'll take the Phillies on the run line. The Reds are 1-11 when Mike Minor starts this year. So Thor going, Phillies playing good ball. They should be able to get what they want against Minor. And loser with the Reds, that was weird. Nothing went on offensively with the Yankees. Zach, how about that whole series? The Yankees-Red Sox, usually 4-hour games.
Oh, I know.
This Yankee offense right now, putrid. Bad. Winner with the Jets. That's my guy Strebler getting it done in the fourth quarter. So Jets get there, 2-0 so far with the football plays. And everything pending with the upcoming NFL season. Looking forward to that. Braves doing the division. A lot of stuff up there. Jags, Colts.
We can do we can do Track to the Future one day.
You got it. In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. We see in numbers now the Yankees and Cole are 245 against the Rays. And Cleveland, we knew they were 220 in game one of the doubleheader, a day game. They are now $2 in game two. Detroit's lost 7 in a row, and Cleveland minus 240 now to make the playoffs at some spots.
Okay, so this is one of the reasons why betting on the preseason is a very good time of year for a lot of people, and it's not easy if you're a bookmaker to post these numbers, right? Because at this point, how many coaches have actually given away the game plan for this week? Like zero? Okay. So, stateside, I'm seeing Pittsburgh -3 against Jacksonville this weekend. Offshore, I see Jacksonville as high as -2.5. And Jacksonville opened 1, now 2.5 at some spots.
Yep.
So
Wild.
You have that. You have the Niners 1.5 against Minnesota. That's in Minnesota. But I also see a 2.5 now, but I also see Pick. So we will start to find out more information about these games. Certainly, I'm going to guess today.
You can.
Coaches are going to be talking.
Yep. You can pound your chest if you had a good week. Good for you. A lot of overs. And a lot of people did well in the preseason saying, see, that's why I bet this every year. Make money. Not to mention it'll happen. A coach will say what he wants to do with a game plan or going. I remember I had just moved here when Spurrier said, we're playing to win. And you saw like an 8-9 point move in a preseason game. I think it might have been in Tokyo.
I think they lost, right?
They won.
No, they won. Right.
Those comments. Jeff Fisher, we used to treat the dress rehearsal in week four. I think Del Rio did it a couple times, or there was like a bad performance, and he wanted starters to play. So something weird will happen too. We get an advantage, and then you got the Baltimore gift that keeps on giving. Is there an action in a primetime game Sunday night?
Yep. Went 6-4 betting games this weekend, but also 3-1 on teasers.
What'd you lose?
The teaser?
Huh? Who got you?
I teased over Denver Dallas.
You did.
That one got me.
Oh, okay. Tough. They played, I saw the tweet, they played the third quarter in half an hour.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, in actual time.
He just got off to such a bad start. Nothing happened. Only the penalties. That was the only thing that was happening.
Yeah, that's coaching, right? Every damn time.
I know.
Yep. Okay, what do you have here?
This is exciting. So here we go tonight. The series finale for Better Call Saul.
So, I will be disappointed.
Well, rest assured, I will be.
It's hard to wrap up a season, and that's...
It's not called Better Call Gene.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean...
Interesting how they handled this. Well, remember the comments? Remember the comments from the guy who played Lalo?
You
won't believe this.
Burning down the house.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe your character, episode 1.
Yeah, here's the thing. I actually really liked the last episode. I just hate
it. It was well done, yeah.
I just hate the direction they're going with the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I hated the first three seasons. I gave up on the show. I'm like, what is this with his brother Mike allergic to electricity? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Chuck,
yeah.
Right. Should have been Better Call Mike. The Mike character is phenomenal.
And then people convinced me to get back on board because it was getting closer to like the Breaking Bad. I'm like, okay, and it got way better. Lalo saved the day for this whole show.
And you got Gus back in there, right.
All right, so here are some props. What will be Saul Goodman's final fate?
Mm.
Jail is -250. He's still free or on the run +150. Death +425. I hate how every show's finale comes down. Is he going to die? Why is that an option? He doesn't have to die tonight. That's silly.
I can't see him ending it where he gets caught and that's it. He's doing time.
I think that would drive him.
No, so he's on the run. He's going to be on the run as soon as the episode starts. It's 90 minutes.
I think, but this guy, I think Saul going to jail would be the worst thing for him. So I think it would be tragic, and I think that would be a move that they could actually pull off. Will Saul and Kim meet face-to-face in the finale?
No.
Yes is -$3.
Come on. Really?
When did they get...
Was he going to Florida to hide?
Here's the thing. There's no fine print on this. Could they have a flashback where they're talking face-to-face? I would actually expect that. Are they going to meet in the black and white real time? I can't... Why would they?
No. He's on the run.
Of course.
Got to call the vacuum guy.
Is she going to come back and help him out?
Do it again. Things were going so well for him, too. He's doing... It's stupid.
That's why the way they close the last episode, it's not who he was. Yeah. Okay. Will Kim Wexler be arrested or prosecuted?
Oh.
No's -1,000. Yes, +550. Yeah. I think she gets... Yeah. She's okay.
Yeah.
Will there be a trial scene with Saul in it? No -175. Yes, +135. I say no to that. That'd take too much time.
What, are you going to get caught and defend himself in the trial?
Yeah. What will be said in the series finale?
Uh-huh.
Better Call Saul, +210. Breaking Bad, +$5. Both 9-1. Neither -250. Will they say Breaking Bad in the finale as an homage to hardcore fans of the show?
Oh, that's a weird.
Why would
prop.
They? Yeah. Or would it be like a throwback to Pinkman again? Hey man, you're Breaking Bad.
Are we going to see them again?
I don't.
Any
think
chance?
So. There's
what's
no
up?
Point.
We saw Pinkman in the last one.
Okay. Is there any point to have Walt and Jesse back on it?
It's been a strange season.
And then there's...
It's very unexpected how they wrapped this up.
Yeah. You can bet on characters to be seen in the series finale as well. You can bet on Chuck, -$2. There will be a flashback to Chuck in this episode. There has to be. Of Jimmy talking to him, or when was he Saul at this point? I forget when Chuck was no longer on the show. Chuck's going to make an appearance tonight. The vacuum guy is even money. That could be Saul's getaway guy. But no, he's dead in this.
I don't know when he died. I don't know the timeline.
Yeah, he's died. I think he's dead in this time. Well,
Robert Forster.
No, now we're talking.
Great Jackie Brown.
Actually, now we're talking real time compared to the actual show. So yeah. I'm getting confused there.
Yeah.
But we could that guy step up, or could a version of the vacuum guy step up and he's going to go bye-bye?
No, I was saying, could he? No, I don't think he could play the character. He passed away. Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but didn't somebody say that he shot it before he?
Did he?
I thought that I heard that. Yeah. Will we see Mike tonight? 2-1.
2-1. We'll see him.
Plus $2. Will we see him? Yeah.
God, that's another one with this Gene business. More Carol Burnett. We haven't seen any Mike.
But again, on the timeline here, this is beyond Breaking Bad. So Mike's been dead. Do they have a flashback with Mike in it?
Yeah, the meeting in his office. That was a good scene. I don't trust these guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
And running everybody down. And it was a good meeting.
Do we see Skyler White 5-1? Gus is 7-1. Lalo is 10-1. Oh, yeah, look at this. I mean, Jesse Pinkman's 20-1.
Okay.
And I don't even... Do I see Walt? I don't even see Walt listed on the board.
I thought you said 7. Didn't you say
no,
seven?
That's Gus.
I think it was Gus 7.
Gus, yeah. Okay. How about from Huel, the gigantic security guard?
The big fella. Lost some weight in real life.
He's 9-1.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Huel.
But, yeah, you will be disappointed is what, minus 160?
Yeah, higher than that. I've been disappointed 3 weeks in a row.
I know.
Once I thought the detour to Nebraska and then sticking with it, the whole thing with the slip and fall and giving the Cinnabon to the security
guy. I know,
guy
the
and
whole thing.
Getting away from Gus and that element.
And the thing is, people love the show, man.
Yeah.
They are through and through. I mean, they think it's, you know, as good as Breaking Bad, maybe not better. Some of them do. But I would say get the head examined.
No way.
Yeah.
Good
to have football back. Good to have it back. And I mean, by the time we get on the air tomorrow, I'm guessing a bunch of these numbers are going to be completely different than what we're looking at right now. Like, for example, Denver's -1.5. What does that number go to if Russell Wilson doesn't play in week 2? Bill's been so good, 8 in a row now for McDermott.
Bet against the Cowboys again. Tell you that.
Yeah. I'm seeing Patriots up to 2.5 now. Up to 2.5. Carolina, they opened up 1 today, right? Yeah, they were 1.
Good rotation.
And
I'll take Carolina.
Awesome to have football back. It really is. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcasts to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.